一起先来翻开圣经历代志上十二章。
Let's all refer to the First Chronicles chapter 12.
历代志上十二章三十二节。
First Chronicles chapter 12, verse 32.
以撒迦支派有两百族长，都通达实务，知道以色列人所当行的。他们族弟兄都听从他们的命令。这里讲到以撒迦支派有两百个族长。
Here talks about the house of Issachar has 200 chiefs.
这里说他们认识那个时候通达实务。
At the time, they know what Israel ought to do.
他们知道那个 time, 那个 understanding the time.
And they had understanding of the times.
这是那是一个怎样的时代。
So what kind of time was it?
大卫王在跟腓力斯人征战当中战死了。这个扫罗王。
It was a time when their king Saul was defeated and killed in a battle against the Philistines.
大卫在希伯伦才刚开始当王。
And David in Hebron started his kingship.
所以是一个战败的国家。
So their nation is a nation that is defeated.
是一个新的王朝的开始。
And a new reign had just begun.
所以社会上还充满着很多的动荡跟不平安。
So their society is, there are much turmoil.
在这种非常的时刻里头，每一件事情都变得很重要。
And at this distressful moment, every single event becomes very important.
在那种非常的时刻，我们常常会提醒自己，绝对不能够出一点点的差错。
At these times of distress, we remind ourselves to commit no mistakes.
这里说这两百个族长，他们认识那个时候，那他们，所以他们知道所当行的。
So these 200 chiefs, they understand their time, and so they know what Israel ought to do.
这里提到的这两件事情彼此有关联。
And so these two had a connection with each other.
认识时候，然后在接下来你必须要知道怎么做。
First is to know the time you're in, and second is to know what you should do.
那知道应当怎么做，应该又更重要。
And to know what to do is probably more important.
大家都知道经济不景气。
We all know that it's a recession right now.
但是更重要的是，在这样的情况之下该怎么做。
But more importantly is what we should do in this recession.
那甚至你不一定要知道是什么，这个时候是怎样，但是你知道怎么做。
Moreover, you don't necessarily need to know what time you're in to know what you should do.
但是如果能够知道时候，就比较可能知道该怎么做。
But if you know what time you're in, then perhaps you have a better idea of what you should do.
所以知道应该怎么做，对我们每一个人来讲都是很重要的。
So to know what ought to do is very important to each and every one of us.
那今天下午我们重点放在我们的家庭。
So this afternoon I'd like to emphasize this in terms of our family.
我们常常看到有很多对今天的家庭的一些统计数字。
We often see many statistics regarding our families today.
有时候让人觉得很伤心，总是一些让人觉得灰心或者是觉得伤心甚至害怕的一些数字。
Sometimes these statistics become very disheartening to people and even regretful for people.
那在这样的一个世代里头，我们的家庭应该怎么做？应该做什么
？So in this such a time, what should a family do？
我们常常想改变自己。
We often wanted to change ourselves。
就是我们要变得更好。
We want to be better。
我们要变得更进步。
We want to progress。
一个有家庭的人，我想我们也希望我们的家庭能够有所改变。
So likewise for a person with a family, we like to have there be change in our family.
因为 很多的家庭是需要改变，是需要得医治。
For many families needs to be healed and transformed.
哦，这是一个仍然需要许多医治的时代。
This is a time when much healing is required.
哦，那我们从圣经来看，一个家庭在神还给我们时间的时候，我们怎么来改变我们的家庭？
So at a moment when God is still willing to give us time, what should we do to our family?
我们个人也是一样，神不会无缘无故的让我们继续活着好好的。
Just like individually, God would not allow us to just live peacefully.
所以我们总是趁着还有时间的时候，我们改变自己。
For there is a purpose in giving us this time for us to change ourselves.
趁着还有时间的时候，我们改变我们的家庭。
So that when we still have time, we come to try to change our family.
很多人对家庭是不抱着希望。
Many people do not hold any hope in their family.
他不敢希望家庭会变得更好。
They do not hope that their family can be better.
他只希望说他以后还能够有个家。
They only merely hope that they still have a family.
意思就是说他对现在的家他想要把它放弃了。
In other words, they would likely give up their family right now.
然后希望将来能够再有一个家。
And perhaps later on down the line, they can obtain another family.
那这也是今天社会上所谓家庭的一个事实。
So this is the truth about family in today's time.
一个家放弃了，再重新开始一个家。
If one family doesn't work for you, then you can discard it and get a new one.
说起来是很没有希望。
It is really hopeless.
但是主耶稣基督是每个家庭的希望。
But Jesus Christ is the hope for every family.
只要我们知道怎么做，我们的家庭是可以改变的。
As long as we know what we ought to do, we can change our family.
有七个，从圣经里头我们找到七个我们可以做的事情。
There are seven items that we can act.
趁着我们还有时间，我们去做，我们的家庭一定会改变。
While we still have time, if we do these things, then our family will definitely change.
有需要帮助的家庭，我们建议他们做这些事情，他们的家庭一定可以得到改变。
For the families that are in need, we encourage them to do these things to change their family.
第一个，赦免。
First is to forgive.
赦免会带来医治。
To forgive brings healing.
什么叫做赦免？
What does it mean to forgive?
其中有一个定义就是，当别人对你造成伤害。
The definition is when somebody had inflict harm upon you.
你不用他，不要他去负这个责任。
And you do not require this individual to pay the price.
意思就是说你放掉他。
In other words, you had released him.
有时候得罪我们的不是别人，是家里的人。
Sometimes those who offend us are people in our family.
我们更是需要忘掉他。
And even more importantly, we should let go of them.
这样可以对过去造成医治。
So that it brings healing to the past.
这也会成为明天继续前进的力量。
And it becomes a strength to continue tomorrow.
我们请看马太福音十八章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 18.
这是主耶稣在教导赦免的时候的一个比喻。
So this is a parable given by Jesus Christ in the discussion of forgiveness.
彼得说他愿意饶恕人七次。
Peter said he is willing to forgive for seven times.
一般人的标准是三次。
Most people's standard were three times.
所以我们可以说彼得他可以说是一个饶恕博士。
So we can say that perhaps, Peter is a doctor in forgiveness.
但是主耶稣所说的是七十个七次。
But the forgiveness Christ is talking about is a forgiveness of 77 times.
我们请看十八章二十七节。
Let's read chapter 18 verse 27.
那仆人的主人就动了慈心，把他释放了，并且免了他的债。
Then the master that servant was moved with compassion released him and forgive him the debt.
哦，这里说主，这个主人啊，他动了慈心，把他放了。
It says that servant here had a heart of compassion.
哦，然后免了他的债。
And release him from, forgave him of his debt.
啊，就是也不要他负责任了。
So he no longer needs to pay him back.
啊，这个赦免常常说，那其实他很难做。
We often speak of forgiveness, but it's extremely difficult to do.
啊，因为我们有时候觉得说，我受的伤害很大。
Sometimes we feel that the harm that we have suffered is much, really big.
哦，我们会说，伤害我的不是别人，是家里的人。
And we say that those who harm us are our family members.
有时候我们说，就让时间来冲淡一切吧。
Sometimes we say, let time, dampen the feeling.
时间没有办法代替真正的赦免。
Time cannot, be a substitute for forgiveness.
有人说，是的，我愿意赦免，我等他来道歉。
Sometimes say, yes, I am willing to forgive, I'm waiting for him to apologize.
哦，其实我们不想赦免。
In fact, you are not willing to forgive.
有时候我们说，等我忘了，我自然就赦免了。
Sometimes we say that if we forget about it, then we naturally have forgiven.
但是很可惜，我们永远忘不了。
But regretfully, we never forget.
我们会说，我原谅他，他会再犯。
We may say that if we forgive them, they will do the same thing again.
哦，总是我们不愿意做一件事情，我们一定有好多好多的理由。
If we do not want to do something, we will come up with many reasons.
哦，但是我们要想到不赦免会带来怎样的后果。
But we must think about the consequences if we do not forgive.
马太福音18:31。
Matthew chapter 18, verse 31.
31节，众同伴看见他所做的事，就甚忧愁，去把这事都告诉了主人。
So when his fellow servants saw what had been done, they were very grieved and came and told their master all that had been done.
这个被赦免的仆人，他却不愿意去赦免他的同伴。
The servant who was forgiven is unwilling to forgive his fellow member.
哦，本来他也是在生活当中。他借给他的同伴十两银子。
During his daily life, he had lent pieces of money to his friend.
哦，可能同伴之间大家都知道这个事情。
Perhaps among their friends, everybody knows about this.
这些同伴可能也都很欣赏这一个人，他能够这么慷慨，用他的十两银子来借给那个需要的人。
Perhaps these friends admire this individual who is willing to lend the money.
哦，但是现在因为他不赦免
，But now that he is unwilling to forgive,
这些同伴对他所不愿意赦免这个事情啊，就觉得很忧愁。
His friends are grieved for the fact that this person is unwilling to forgive.
哦，这些同伴对这一个人的看法啊，变得负面了。
So their view of this individual had become negative.
哦，这些同伴甚至可能会跟他不要再来往了。
Perhaps his friends will no longer be his friends.
哦，所以我们如果不赦免的话，我们可能会失去更多的我们周遭的人。
So if we are unwilling to forgive, perhaps we will lose other people around us.
哦，这个是很划不来的。
This is something that is very disadvantageous.
因为有时候要建立起人与人之间的关系并不是那么容易。
It is very difficult to build a network of relationship.
哦，那有时候要破坏它又是变得那么容易。
And it becomes very easy to destroy this relationship.
哦，我们不原谅别人很有可能破坏我们跟其他的人的关系。
If we are unwilling to forgive some individual, it might harm or destroy our relationship with other people.
还有更严重的。
And even more.
32节。
And 32.
于是主人叫了他来，对他说，你这个恶奴才，你央求我，我就把你所欠的免了。
Then his master, after he had called him, said to him, you wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me.
35节。
35.
你们个人若不从心里饶恕你的弟兄，我天父也要这样待你们了。
So my Heavenly Father also will do to you if each of you from his heart does not forgive his brother his trespasses.
更严重的是，我们不赦免别人的时候，天父也不赦免我们。
So moreover, if we are unwilling to forgive, our Father in heaven will likewise be unwilling to forgive us.
那赦免从哪里开始做起？从我们的家开始做起。
So where does forgiveness begin? It begins in our family.
越有接触的人，越容易彼此造成这种得罪。
Those who live with each other, are more easily to offend each other.
好像我们常常说，这个牙齿跟舌头是最紧密的，但是牙齿有时候会咬到舌头。
Sometimes we say that the teeth and the tongue are the closest of body parts, but sometimes they will bit each other.
有时候就是家里的人能够彼此的赦免，我们的家庭就改变了。
So if family members are willing to forgive each other, then your family will be transformed.
再来，我们在家里头啊，要有更多的祝福。
Second, in our family, there should be more blessings.
我们不要把这个祝福想得太严重。
Let's not think blessings to be too serious.
像圣经里头的这种所谓的按手祝福等等。
Just like the blessings with the laying of hands in the Bible.
简单一点，对家里的人，我们常常给他肯定。
So it's a simple recognition to our family members.
人都有这个被肯定的倾向。
Everyone likes to be recognized.
我们家如果有小小孩的，你一定很清楚，小孩子常常会突然间说：“爸爸你看，妈妈你看。”
If you have young children in your family, then you will notice that the children will try to get your attention.
其实他做了一件很简单的事情。
Perhaps he had accomplished some simple task.
但是他很兴奋地说：“爸爸你看。”
But he or she is very excited to show everyone.
他要得到父母亲的肯定。
He is seeking for recognition.
多久我们没有可能很久没有听到孩子在这么兴奋地说爸爸你看妈妈你看。
Perhaps it has been a very long time since you last heard your children seeking your attention for something he had accomplished.
所以小孩子也可以反映出我们这个成人的世界。
So even by observing children, it reflects the world we live in.
其实我们每一个人都还很有这一个倾向，我们需要得到人家的肯定。
If in fact everyone are still like these children who seeks recognition.
所以这就是一种祝福。
So to recognize someone is a form of blessing.
那种常常被肯定的孩子，他的成长过程一定是比较健康。
Those children who are often recognized, their growing process must have been more healthy.
如果我们家庭需要得到医治，
If your family requires healing,
祝福会带来医治。
Blessing will bring healing.
所以家里的人有时候我们的一个拥抱，一个拍拍肩膀，这就很受用。
So sometimes even a simple hug or a tap on the shoulder can go a long way.
我们确定肯定我们家人每一个人的价值。
Well, let's try to recognize the value of every family members.
那我们大家一起互相勉励，往更远的地方来看，来努力。
Let's encourage each other to seek for the goal that is further away.
我们如果看创世纪那个以撒对雅各的祝福。
If you look at Genesis, the blessing from Isaac to Jacob.
一个父亲对儿子的祝福。
The blessing of a father to his son.
我们去想想看，去从里头去学习，我们如何来祝福我们的孩子。
And from Isaac's blessing, let's think about how should us parents bless our children.
那第三个就是孝顺。
Third is filial piety.
每个人都希望自己的孩子将来是孝顺的。
Everyone seeks to have their children to be to honor their parents.
那这也是十条诫命里头的第五条的诫命。
This is also the fifth commandment.
这是一个人在生活当中不能够忽略掉的一个重要的项目。
This is something that should not be neglected in our daily lives.
如果我们看重这个项目, 这个家庭会蒙福。
If we place emphasis on this commandment, then this family will be blessed.
有时候我们在要求孩子的过程里头, 我们有时候会突然醒悟过来。
Sometimes when we are trying to set regulations for our children, we will come to realize.
我们发现说, 大家都是不完美的。
We discover that everyone is imperfect.
我们发现说我们对孩子的要求太高了。
Sometimes you realize that your requirement for your children are too high.
那所以, 同样的，有时候我们对我们的父母的期望太高了。
So sometimes in the same way, our expectations to our parents are too high.
当这个孩子一直越来越懂事的时候,
when this children had grown in wisdom and understanding,
他不会再说我爸爸最伟大。
He will no longer say that my dad is the greatest.
因为他已经开始会去衡量。
For he can start measuring.
但是也必须要做孩子的也必须要知道我不是完美的，我的父母亲也不会是完美的。
But as children, we must realize that we ourselves are not perfect and our parents are not perfect.
所以我们有孩子的，我们在孝顺上面我们要先做榜样。
So those who have children, we must be an example in our filial piety.
他现在看了，他会放在心里。
The children that are observing right now, they put what they see in their heart.
孝顺也可以带来家庭的这一种得医治。
So filial piety can bring healing to a family.
我们既然要祝福家人，就是多去看他的已经做了，而且的那一些优点。
Since we want to seek to bless our family members, we need to recognize their good points.
既然是家里的人，都一定会或多或少的愿意为这个家庭来做一些事情。
Every family members will want to offer contribute to their family.
所以我们大家多去看别人对家庭的贡献。
So let's look at the contribution of each family members.
那我们可能就会原谅我们的父母亲。
Then we may come to be able to forgive our parents.
我们就能够更多的去孝顺父母亲。
And then we become more willing to honor our parents.
有时候有的父母亲跟儿女真的那个关系非常的僵硬。
Sometimes the relationship between parents and children are very stiff.
有时候是父母亲不领情。
Sometimes parents do not want to accept their children.
那做儿女的，无论怎样，你还是要尝试着去做。
So as children, whatever method that you can think of, you should try do them.
因为做了，我们的家庭一定会改变。
For if you do them, then your family will change.
再来第四个，the
fourth method.
我们的家庭要建立在真理上面。
A family should be established upon the truth.
因为真理让人得以自由。
For the truth set us free.
一个被医治的家庭, 这个家庭是一个自由的家庭。
A family that receives healing is a free family.
那什么是真理?
What is the truth?
请看约翰福音17章。
Let's turn to John chapter 17.
约翰福音17章17节
John chapter 17 verse 17
17节求你用真理使我们成圣 你的道就是真理
Sanctify them by your truth Your word is truth
这里说这个真理能够让我们完全
Here says that the truth can sanctify us
这个真理也能够让我们的家庭能够完全
So likewise the truth can sanctify or to make a family perfect
那这个神的道就是真理
And the word of God is truth
哪里有真理
Where can we find truth
真理在圣经里头
The truth is recorded in the Bible
我们不但要让真理在圣经里头，我们要让真理在我们身上，在我们家里。
The truth should not just remain in the Bible, but should be seen in our family.
哦，所以哪里有真理？
So where can we find the truth?
有所行动的地方才有真理。
Where there is action, there is truth.
哦，如果没有行动，真理只是在圣经里头。
If we do not have deeds, then truth remains in the Bible.
哦，所以当我们说用真理来建设我们的教会，来建设我们的家。
So when we say that we use truth to establish our family,
哦，意思是说我们的家要成为一个实行真理的地方。
It means that our family should be a place where the truth is practiced.
哦，这样我们的家才真的有真理。
And then truth remains in our family.
这个会带来很大的改变，很大的不一样。
This will bring great transformation and make a profound difference.
我们请看马太福音第七章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音七章24节到27节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 24 to 27.
这是我们很熟悉主耶稣所讲的一个比喻，两种根基的比喻。
This is a parable of two foundations that we are all familiar with.
如果就个人来讲，这是两种人。
On the individual perspective, it talks about two individuals.
如果用家庭来讲，这是两种家庭。
In the family perspective, it talks about two families.
两种家庭，他们都有同样的遭遇。
Two families, they have a similar encounter.
像这里所说的，雨淋、水冲、风吹。
They suffer the flood, the rain, the wind.
但是结果不一样。
But the outcome is different.
今天我们是信主耶稣，我们的家庭是基督徒的家庭。
Today our family is a Christian family.
我们没有变成超人。
We have not become Superman.
我们还是跟大家一样在这个大环境里头。
We are still human beings in this society.
别人每个月底会有好多的账单，我们也是一样。
Other people that they receive many bills at the end of each month, and likewise, do we?
很多家庭需要每个月缴房屋贷款，我们可能也是这样子。
Most families have mortgage loans to pay, and so do we.
别人的小孩会染上流行性感冒，我们的小孩也会。
Other children may contract influenza disease, and so will our children.
别人会遇上车祸，有时候我们也会遇上。
People run into traffic accidents, and so do we.
所以两种的家庭，他的遭遇几乎大概没有什么两样。
So the two types of family will encounter the same things.
但是结果不一样。
But the outcome is different.
一个是房子盖在磐石上。
One is established their home on the stone foundation.
所以它不倒塌。
So it will not fall.
一个是房子盖在这个沙土，这个盖在沙土上，所以它倒塌了。
And the other family established their home on sand, so the family will fall.
所以我们爱我们的家庭，我们必须要把我们的家庭建造在真理上。
So if we love our family, we should establish our family upon the truth.
所以全家人要一起在真理上面来努力。
So the whole family must strive to draw near to the truth.
我们求神赐给我们智慧，知道怎样来应用他所给我们的教训。
We ask God to grant us wisdom so that we know how to utilize His teachings in practice.
那如果我们要教导我们儿女真理啊，我们要跟他们有好的关系。
If we would like to teach our children about the truth, then we must have a good relationship with them.
不是只是我是你爸爸、你妈妈，这样还不够。
And not just simply that I am your father or I'm your mother.
请看提摩太后书第三章。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
提摩太后书第三章十四节。
2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 14.
但你所学习的、所切信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them.
在这里保罗对提摩太在强调说， 你所学习的那些，你要放在心里，你要去做。
So here Paul tells Timothy that the things that you have learned, you need to keep in your heart and to do.
那很重要的是最后那一句话说，你知道你是跟谁学的。
So in the end of the verse, it says that for you know from whom you have learned them.
哦，这个提摩太是跟随着保罗跟保罗在一起同工的。
Timothy is a fellow worker alongside Paul.
哦，所以他很多很多的这些信仰道理上的事情是跟保罗学的。
So many teachings regarding the truth and the words of God, Timothy had learned from Paul.
哦，那保罗能够这样来劝勉他，你要放在心里。
And so here Paul encouraged Timothy to keep these teachings in his heart.
哦，我们知道保罗跟提摩太之间，除了有老师学生的关系之外，他们的关系里头有很重要的爱。
So we know besides the relationship of a mentor and a pupil, there is a love relationship between Paul and Timothy.
哦，保罗称提摩太是他的真儿子。
Paul calls Timothy his true son.
哦，在他们当中有主耶稣的爱。
Between them there is the love of Christ.
在他们当中有长辈晚辈的爱。
Between them there is the love between an elder and a young man.
哦，在他们当中有老师学生的爱。
There is the love of a teacher and his student.
在他们当中有同工的爱。
And between them, there is the love of fellow co-workers.
哦，所以我们要教导我们的孩子真理啊，我们跟他之间的关系啊，少不了要有这个爱。
So in order for us to teach the truth to our children, we must have a relationship of love with our children.
哦，有爱的那种关系啊，才是有价值的关系。
For only a relationship with love is valuable.
如果我们的家庭建造在真理上面，
If our family had been built upon the truth,
我们建造在磐石上能够站立得稳，
Then our family can stand firm.
不但我们自己站得稳，我们还可以帮助别人。
Not just ourselves standing firm, we can also help others.
请看提摩太后书三章十七节。
Let's turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 17.
十七节叫属神的人得以完全预备行各样的善事。
That the man of God may be complete, thoroughly equipped for every good work.
当我们的家庭站稳了，接下来我们可以行善，可以帮助别人。
When our family has stood firm, then we can start doing the good work.
所以当还有时间的时候，我们怎么来改变我们的家庭？
So while we still have time, how should we transform our family?
既然真理这么是其中一个重要的项目，
If the truth is one of the important ingredients,
所以要改变我们的家庭，那就跟教会也分不开。
So in order to change our family, it would have something to do with the church.
请看提摩太前书三章十五节。
Let's turn to 1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
提摩太前书三章十五节。
1 Timothy chapter 3 verse 15.
十五节，倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。提摩太前书。
Verse 15, but if I am delayed, I write so that you may know how you ought to conduct yourself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and ground of the truth.
这里说什么是教会。
Here it talks about what the church is.
这里说神的教会就是神的家。
The church is the family, the house of God.
什么是教会？
What is the church?
教会是真理的柱石和根基。
It's the pillar and the ground of truth.
所以要有真理，我们也需要有教会。
So to have the truth, we must have the church.
因为神的教会是传讲真理，是有圣灵的同在。
For the church of God does preach the truth and it has the abidance of the Holy Spirit.
所以我们的家庭要归属于这个属灵的大家庭。
So our individual family must belong to this spiritual big family.
当我们的孩子来到教会，教会也有宗教教义来帮助我们的孩子，来教导他们真理。
When our children come to the church, The church has the religious education system to teach them about the truth.
哦，当我们来到教会，我们也是在学习真理。
When we come to the church, we ourselves are learning about the truth.
哦，这样我们也更能够把真理在我们的家里头来实行。
So when we come to the church, we have a better idea of how we should practice the truth within our family.
哦，我们不要只让真理留在圣经里头。
Let's not let the truth remain in the Bible.
哦，我们要让真理带回家里去。
We must bring the truth back home.
哦，有行动的地方才有真理。
Where there is deeds, there is truth.
所以教会对我们来讲是重要的。
So the church is extremely important for us.
哦，所以我们全家一起来教会。
So the whole family should come to the church.
我们全家常常来参加聚会。
And to come often and continuously.
哦，我们全家早早的就来到教会。
And to come early into the chapel.
啊，我们全家人总是准备好了一起来教会。
And the whole family should prepare to come at the same time.
哦，这是也是希伯来书一个很重要的劝勉，不要忽略了这个聚会。
And this is an important encouragement in the book of Hebrew. Do not forget to come to service.
哦，这个聚会就是弟兄姐妹的集合，弟兄姐妹的集合就是教会。
Service is the gathering of brothers and sisters. The gathering of brothers and sisters is the church.
哦，趁着还有时间，我们要改变我们的家庭。
While we still have time, let us transform our family.
啊，第六个项目啊，就是我们要有所立志，有所节制。
The sixth criteria is that we must make a determination.
请看耶稣雅记二十四章。
Let's turn to Joshua chapter 24.
耶稣雅记二十四章十四节。
Joshua chapter 24 verse 24.
十四节。
14.
好，请念。
Now therefore fear the Lord, serve him in sincerity and in truth, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the river and in Egypt.
十五节。
Serve the Lord. 15. And if it seems evil to you to serve the Lord, choose for yourselves this day whom you will serve, whether the gods which your father served that were on the other side of the river, or the god of Amorites, in whose land you dwelt. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
在十四节一开始，耶稣雅邀请所有的以色列人要敬畏神，要侍奉神。
In the beginning of chapter 14, Joshua invited all of the Israelites to serve the Lord.
十五节结束的时候是耶稣雅他们自己这个家庭他们的立志。
But the end of verse 15, it is the determination of the house of Joshua.
他说至于我和我家，我们必定侍奉神。
As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
啊，虽然我们很多的立志并没有真的去实行。
Perhaps we have made several determinations that we did not hold truth to.
啊，但是不要灰心，我们再立志一次。
But do not be discouraged. Let's make another determination.
你知道每一次学生灵恩会完之后，这些学生做什么立志
？Do you know that after the NYTS, what did the students make in terms of their determination?
包括学生灵恩会。
Including the student spiritual convocation.
哦，昨天中午学生灵恩会才在延陵教会结束。
Yesterday noon, student spiritual convocation had concluded in Garden Grove Church.
哦，这个神学训练班也才刚结束不久。
And NYTS had just concluded not long ago.
啊，我看了他们的励志，我把它整理一下。
I've seen their determination or their goals that they have set, and I've organized them.
哦，我告诉大家，我们大家一起跟我们的孩子一起来励志。
And I'd like to encourage all of you to make this determination alongside your children.
他们说第一要爱神。
They say first to love God.
哦，他们说除了神之外，第二个家庭第一要爱家，爱我们的家。
Besides God, the next thing is to love our family.
哦，第三个他们说我们要在学校里头用功读书。
And the third is to study hard in school.
哦，所以啊，我们也是一样，我们也要 work hard 啊，认真工作。
And so do we. We should work hard in our profession.
第四个，他们说我们要讲诚实话。
The fourth is to speak nothing but the truth.
哦， 这个既然我们有真理啊，我们要成为一个真实的人。
Since we have the truth, we must become a true person.
啊，第五个，我们要成为一个有恩慈的人。
The fifth is to be a gifted person.
啊 ，a kindness person.
Okay, be a kind person.
啊，这是我整理的结果啊，可以归纳这五个啊，这五个目标。
And so these are the four of the five major determinations that have been made by our students.
哦，愿意的话，我们每一个家庭都用这五个来做我们的目标。
If you are willing, please also use these goals as your determination.
哦，我们通常会知道说，我们的孩子啊，他过两三个礼拜啊，他又常常很容易又回复到参加学生灵恩会之前的那一种生活。
We know that after two or three weeks, our students might return to the way they were before they had attended the spiritual convocation.
哦，因为这就是很真实的人性。
For this is human nature.
哦，如果我们家庭也跟他们一样这样来立志的话，我相信呢，他能够维持得更久。
If our family is willing to make the same determination, then I believe they can last longer.
哦，甚至到下一次的学生联恩会。他们还是朝这五个目标在努力着。
And perhaps by the next student spiritual convocation, they are still pursuing these five goals.
哦，所以这个励志不但是我们小孩的励志，应该是我们全家人的励志。
So determinations should not be made just by children or students, but also by everyone.
哦，虽然我们现在的家庭都是成员不多。
Even though our family nowadays are smaller,
啊，但是事实上，这个常常也不在于人多或者人少。
But it does not matter how many people you have.
啊，只要主愿意，他也都能够有很大的成功，甚至发挥很大的力量来。
If God is willing, then we, through His strength and power, can achieve success.
哦，神爱每一个家庭，神祝福每一个家庭。
God loves every single family and bless them.
哦，因为不只是个人的见证，主耶稣也希望家庭以家庭来做见证。
So testimonies should not only come from individuals, but also can come from families.
哦，我们参考《撒母耳记上》14章。
Let's turn to 1 Samuel.
撒母耳记上14章。
1 Samuel chapter 14.
14章第六节。
1 Samuel chapter 14 verse 6.
请念。
Verse 6, then Jonathan said to the young men who bore his armor, come let us go over to the garrison of these uncircumcised. It may be that the Lord will work for us, for nothing restrained the Lord from saving by many or by few.
第七节。
Verse 7, so his armor bearer said to them, do all that is in your heart. Go then, here I am with you, according to your heart.
这个耶拿丹他很有信心的说，是使人得胜，不在乎人多人少。
So Jonathan bravely said that it is the work of the Lord that determines success, does not matter many or few.
那这个少年人呢，他就对耶拿丹说，随着你的心意做，我跟随你，我跟你同心。
So Jonathan's armor bearer, a youth, a young man, said to him, "Do all that is in your heart. I will follow you."
虽然这些励志啊，是我们的小孩，可他可能是少年班，可能是初级班而已啊。但是我们不要忽略。
Although the determination are made by young children in elementary school,
如果是对我们家庭有益，能够改变我们的家庭。
If it is something that can change our family,
哦，我们来跟我们的孩子同心。
Let us act according in one accord with our children.
哦，我们一定会看到他们的长进，我们也发现我们也在长进。
And we will definitely see their growth and likewise our own growth.
趁着还有时间，我们改变我们的家庭。
While there is still time, let us change our family.
啊，最大的力量当然就是爱。
Greatest power is love.
哦，爱啊，带来改变的力量。
Love brings the strength for change.
哦，爱是力量，爱是一种保护。
Love is a source of strength. It is a source of protection.
哦，爱也是一种保证。
Love is also a promise.
哦，爱也是一种证据。
Love is also a seal.
我们都想要个人有改变有成长，我们也希望我们的家庭有改变有成长。
Everyone seeks to improve ourselves and our families.
就让这七件事情来改变我们的家庭。
So let these seven things change our family.
第一个赦免。
First, to forgive.
第二个祝福。
Second, blessings.
第三个孝顺。
Third, filial piety.
第四个真理。
Fourth, the truth.
第五个教会。
Fifth, the church.
第六个理智。
The sixth, determinations.
第七个爱。
And the seventh, love.
唱诗417首。
Let's sing hymn 417.